This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
8:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, our man on the scene with baseball, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, here, Steve Mileski. What's going on, Steve?
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Birds wake up this morning finding themselves 6.5 games back of the final wild card spot. We know that. What I didn't realize until the last out was recorded, the Orioles hadn't swept a doubleheader since 2016, Steve. Did you know that before hearing that after the game?
That's what I knew it when Massa put that stat on the screen. But it's been a minute. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Orioles are that close to a six-game winning streak. That blown lead is the difference between six-game winning streak and six games under 500 if they had had it.
Steve, what do you make of the move now? Like, you know, a lot of talk about, is this – indicating going to be sellers at the deadline, or is this just a one-off because the offer was too good?
Well, yeah, I take Elias at his word there that they weren't looking to trade a player with team control, and he got an offer that had a deadline on it because the draft is coming up. You can't decide on this trade next week. Right. He had to do it right away. And, I mean, I love draft picks and young players and young talent, as you know. And I'm impressed by the fact the Orioles had the largest draft pool now at $19 million since this system went into effect in 2012. I mean, that's a lot of economic clout. What that means is if there's a high school kid who's tough to sign, they can still take the shot. If there's a college kid with eligibility left that might fall down the board because of signability, the Orioles could take him. It really not a lot of limits to what they can do. Seven top 100. They never had more than five. They averaged them under Elias 4.3 top 100 picks per draft. Now they have seven. And here's the thing I think some people are forgetting. There used to be a rule you could not trade a player you drafted for a year. But that rule has changed. Now you can trade a player you draft and sign after the World Series ends. So the same year. So any of these players that come into the system this weekend and perform well and are prospects that other teams like could be part of packages and trades this winter.
Hey, Steve, as far as looking at having all this draft capital and all the things you can do with it, I know some people were jumping the gun that, oh, they're going to be sellers. I still don't think we know exactly what this team's going to do. But what are your thoughts? Like, do you think they could do a little bit of both of like trading for the future and trading for now?
I do. And I think Ken Rosenthal used the example of the Rays last year, who were doing some of that, including with the Orioles with Zach Eflin. And it still worked out. You know, they got assets they like. I mean, every time you're adding talent to your organization, whether it's a young player, a minor league player, or a major league player, that added depth and added trade clout. And so, yeah, they might selectively sell there, and occasionally there might be someone they can buy. I mean, they're still, Jeremy, they want to win next year. Elias confirmed that part. And so you're going to need some pitching then too, right? And
yeah.
You've got a couple pitchers who are pending free agents. So they have needs this year and beyond.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Steve Molesky joins us talking some baseball. Steve, this team is 6.5 games out of the wild card spot, and there are a lot of streaky teams in the American League. We saw this happen before last year with the Detroit Tigers. Do you think this team, because they're starting to get healthy at different positions other than catcher, of course, do you think this team still has enough left in the tank to get back into this thing?
I think they do. We're saying there's still a chance. Is it a great chance? No, it's not. And you know, like the Fangraphs of the world still give them a 4% or 5% playoff possibility. It's really low. But if you do the math again, you can make the math work. The Orioles just have to make it work on the field. I mean, they're 26-16 since they won that game two in Boston with Trevor Rogers. That's about a 6.14 winning percentage. If they play at that same percentage the next 70 games, they'll win about 85 games, which would have you in the ballpark. So they don't have to play 700 ball, but they can't play 500 ball. So they got to play 600 or a little better the rest of the way. It's not a crazy pace. It's a 100 win pace, and so, but that's what they've been playing at now for 40 games.
So, what do you think of this is like not a team question, but a radio question. People, you know, want Elias to make moves and, you know, do something and get off the dime, and he makes a move yesterday. And now nobody's happy about the move. Is it, you know, we're getting a lot of that, you know, as if they traded away, a crucial point. Like it was like they got rid of Jordan Westberg or Gunner or somebody. Like, are people going to ever be happy with this organization?
Well, here's the way I look at that, Ed. After years of taking calls on the radio and on the blogs, interacting with fans on Twitter, I mean, I get a raft of it from the fans. Morning, noon, and night, everywhere I go, I think they're going to follow me home and come in the kitchen one night, you know, to scream about the team.
Don't give them ideas.
Seriously, really. I say what county I live in. That's as far as I narrow it down. I think we hear from the motivated fans that are upset often, but we don't often hear from the totality of Birdland. And on Twitter yesterday, there were some people screaming about the trade, but there were also several that said to me, hey, I see the reaction in the industry that say the Orioles got a good return, and I like draft picks, and I think they made a good move. So I think they're out there. They just sometimes the voices of the calmer fans or the more measured fans get drowned out.
Hey, Steve, as far as this series with the Marlins, I mean, I don't know. People like the revenge narrative. You get to see Kyle Sowers and Norby come back, but Rogers also gets to face his former team. What are your thoughts on what we see this weekend? Because the Marlins there for a while got really hot, and I think the Reds kind of brought them back down to earth this past week.
I know. I mean, I always liked Kyle Sowers. I said a couple years ago, I saw him as the player replacing Santander, who could put up similar numbers. And I mean, he's doing it, so, and he's an all-star. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that it still could happen for players like Kerstad. Because, I mean, he was hitting like Kerstad with the Orioles, right?
Yeah.
Sowers wasn't doing that much. Now, he never got a big chance with the Orioles, and then that's probably all the difference in the world, playing every day with a team that's like, look, if you go 0 for 10, you're going to be out there to go 0 for 10 more. Just keep swinging it. So, you know, Norby initially took off, and he's a 600-something OPS, but Sowers has been a special player, and I've always liked his defense, too. I mean, I think he's a full, complete package player, and he's just a great kid, so I'm happy that for his success.
Steve Molesky, tell us all about your Substack.
I am on Substack this year, as you guys know. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com is where you find me, and been writing, obviously, a lot about the trade and the draft this week. and had a very popular podcast with Keith Law. Man, Oriole fans love to hear from this guy. And so that podcast is getting downloaded a lot. Was released yesterday. Check it out, Steve on baseball.substack.com.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
All right, 410-583-1057. Shovels at 8:30. But on the other side, there's a little rumor going around that the Ravens have offered Isaiah Likely a $13 million a year extension. If you are Likely, are you taking that? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm about to break my new headphones. I couldn't figure out how to swivel them.
What'd you do? Tape two together so it fit?
Yeah, I did. I got the smaller ear version, though, than you did.
Now, you look like you got the bigger ones. I think we should probably trade.
These might be the best studio headphones I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I got them on that Amazon.
You look like a damn air traffic controller. I'm waiting for you to come out with those orange things and point. That's how big those things are.
I got these. What's the prime week for Amazon?
Yeah.
They were regularly like $80, and I got them for like $60.
Can I tell you how much things have passed me by, man? Because like I don't think I buy anything online.
Really?
Like nothing.
Really?
Like I go to the mall or I go to the store if I'm purchasing something.
The only time I feel, I had this conversation with someone last night. The only time I feel like I'm cheating on people by ordering online is if I'm bypassing someone local.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about these department stores. If I can get it cheaper online on Amazon, I'm doing it.
I'm
loyal to local restaurants and bars, not other stores.
I ain't loyal to anyone. I'm just saying that my dumb ass let it pass me by because I'm the type of person when I come home and there's two boxes on the front step, I'm like, ain't for me.
For Katie?
Yeah.
See, that's odd. You know why it's odd for you?
Why?
Because you Uber, eat, DoorDash the hell out of life.
Yeah.
But like, you won't order other stuff
I
online.
I did.
Well, he doesn't buy anything else.
I've cut that back, though. I did do that for, like, now I don't.
Hang on a second. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just going to say, continue. No, now I don't order four cookies that cost $60 on a Friday night and eat three of them and then stare at the fourth one like,
because you're,
it's too much,
I'm merely.
Yeah, because I'm in my spaceship. Yeah. But I've been better at that where I'm not ordering out.
This is not a mystery to me. When's the last time you ordered yourself clothing?
Ordered clothing?
Yes.
Well, this this shirt was sent to me in the mail.
No, that doesn't count.
Somebody else paid for it.
He says, you know what, don't you order anything out? Have you ordered anything for
yourself?
What's
the last thing? Not for me. I ordered
clothing-wise.
I got my wife a smokeless fire pit, but I didn't get.
Doesn't count.
I ordered graphic tees 10 years ago for myself.
That was it.
Yeah, I think that's when I got my Curly Bill's Well Bye t-shirt from Tombstone. And then, of course, some of the other ones. I got, speaking of Curly Bill, I got Bill the Butcher from Gangs of New York. My wife's like, why do you keep buying these shirts? I'm like, they're really cool. Like, we were at the concert last night, and some guy had an 8675309 shirt.
Jenny?
Yeah, yeah, and then another guy's wearing Hall & Oates just written across
the problem about those shirts are, after you wear them once, they're done.
Yeah, 100%.
That's it. You wear them one time, that's done.
And you don't know what type of material you're getting on these graphic tees sometimes.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I remember having a conversation. It had to be 5 years ago, minimum, maybe more, how Katie wanted you to stop wearing graphic tees.
Yeah.
I remember this conversation.
Oh, now I remember what else was in that grouping, because I bought a ton of graphic tees. There was my Patrick Swayze shirt with Bodie from Point Break. There was my Patrick Swayze Dirty Dancing shirt where he's doing the lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like stick figures, but you see the pink dress. I wore that out in public. I swear, some guy's looking at me like, what is this fruit doing? But yeah, that's the last time I think I've ordered anything online.
The rumor has it, I saw this on Instagram yesterday, I believe, that the Baltimore Ravens offered Isaiah Likely a contract worth, $13 million a year? If you are Isaiah Likely, do you take that deal?
I have to look at the going rate tight ends. If you get franchise in the league, here, I'm going to look that up. Franchise for tight ends will tell you the exact price of what those guys in the top five are worth on average, 13.8.
It'll keep them in. They'll keep them in the top 10, but at the bottom of the top 10, like number 7.
So herein lies the rub, Ed.
Yes, sir.
You play out the season, you have an amazing year, you're going to make more money. You play out the season and get hurt, you may not get the same amount of money. I mean, I'm still think he gets paid. It depends on the type of injury, but. You know, I think almost for him, the Ravens are in such a good situation because you have the dual threat tight ends now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he were to come up for contract 1 year after being here, kind of being the guy by himself, I think the numbers would look way better. Because I think he has the type of talent to be a top three, top five tight end in the league. And there's been a lot of good tight ends that have come in recently.
But we do realize that's less than Mark Andrews makes.
I mean, you got to figure out when Mark Andrews signed his contract. Is it backloaded? Is that why it's higher now? Was it always that?
I thought Mark Andrews' average is 14. I'm going by his average, not his what he's actually making right now or this year.
He signed a 4-year, $56 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much the signing bonus was and all that. Well, actually, I do. It's right here. He had a $7 million roster bonus or a roster bonus of $4 million. And he's scheduled to earn $7 million more as well in the 2025 season. So his cap hit is 16.9 this year.
Yeah. So that sounds good, $13 million a year. But if I'm Isaiah Likely, I'm thinking I can do better than that.
Yeah. With the other terms, anything else in there that makes
I'm sure they put some
attractive,
escalators in
like,
there. Yeah.
Because sometimes these things, they're tough to tell sometimes when you just see a salary figure. Because there's escalators, there's all kinds of bonuses,
mm-hmm.
Length of contract terms like that. I mean, guaranteed money. There's always things I like to see before I make a decision on good or not.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We don't know all the specifics because until that contract is finalized, nobody's ever going to talk about that. But $13 million average annual fee. I don't know how much money you can give me up front if it's an average of $13 million a year. I just believe that Isaiah Likely can do better than that. An average of that makes you number 7 in tight ends in the National Football League is not where I want to be.
Okay.
If I'm Isaiah Likely.
To be fair, though, he hasn't. And again, there's a lot of mouths to feed here. This is a run-first offense, and it's always going to be, I think, or at least deemed that way because of how successful they are in the run game. The numbers he's put up, I don't know that is worth what this type of getting that type of deal where you're saying he's going to get paid a top five. I think he's a top five talent.
Right.
He just hasn't put up those numbers. And I think if he hit the open market, you're right that somebody's going to pay him even more than what this $13 million is. But it's again, it's that Jackson Merrill thing. Do I take this deal where I know it's going to be really good for me and now I'm making this type of money? Because I don't know what he's making per year after. I got to assume it's around seven figures, right? Like maybe not over on his rookie deal where he got drafted.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like 800,000 somewhere. Yeah. I didn't even look it up. I probably could have. But point is, like, do you want to take that chance or do you want to take the guaranteed money that you got now? I'm more of a risk taker and saying, hey, I'll roll the dice.
Base salary is 3.4.
Okay, it's a little higher than I thought, but it's still pretty good.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ben Wagner joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to the mayor of New York City for his idiotic Get Ready With Me video. Really silly.
If you have a show, really give silly. Us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to get shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get your shovel.
Oh, a colleague of mine named Eric Adams, now the mayor of New York. I was in NYPD the same time Eric was. He's now the mayor. He was a Brooklyn Borough president for a while, a long while, and then became the mayor of New York City. I don't know what's possessed him to do this. I mean, he's had a lot of changes in life. He's vegan now, has written books about it, I think, about, you know, going vegan. And he's very much into
his look.
Yes, he's very much into his appearance. So he does one of these Get Ready With Me style videos. And I find them stupid,
yes,
no matter who does them. I just find it amazing. People could put anything on TikTok or IG or whatever, and people will follow it and watch it and like treat it as gospel. Like, this is what you should be doing. Anyway, he has a Get Ready With Me style video, give a sneak peek into his daily routine. He's making himself a breakfast smoothie with berries and avocado. Then he's headed to the office at City Hall. He's ironing his shirts. He's very, very particular about his appearance. So he's, you know, ironing his clothing in his apartment. What I do find very funny, though, is that all these, you know, these little photos are time-stamped, or the video is time-stamped. With, you know, 8:14 a.m., 9:07 a.m., because it's got him getting ready to go to work at 8.
Yeah, they put graphics on his video to say what time
it is. Yes, yeah. To show the exact time that he's, you know, this is being filmed, time-stamped or whatever. He may have began his morning at 8 a.m. with his shave and some ironing. Well, the only problem is while he's drinking his smoothie, right over his head is a wall clock that says 11:02. So I find it very odd that a man who's so anal about everything in his life, drinking his, you know, his vegan smoothie and ironing his shirts and trying to be as good a person as he can be, doesn't set the right time on his clock. Yeah, it's not 9:07. It's 11:02. And this is fake. That's the problem. That's why people are outraged. People, his constituents called it out of touch and unnecessary. And nobody's believing this nonsense. So. Yeah.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
RG3. Look, Rob Parker tried to say this a long time ago.
Yeah, he said it.
When he called him a cornball brother. Is he a cornball brother or what? But it turned it, like, the way he was trying to describe it, it made him sound like he was being racist, right? Like, talking about white this, white that. And then he got in trouble from, was that ESPN or Fox? It was one of the two at that point. But either way, RG3. He does some just out-of-pocket nonsense, man. He posted a picture of a chimpanzee wearing Angel Reese's jersey, and it said 2K26, you know, NBA 2 or WNBA 2K26.
For a video game, yeah.
And he retweeted it and said, this doesn't belong, right? This says racism doesn't belong anywhere. Right. Why'd you have to retweet the picture? Like, now you just retweeted it to a million more people. Like, what are we doing here? And then he goes online and said he talked to some Angel Reese's inner circle and that they confirmed that she's racist and hates Caitlin Clark. Well, she can hate Caitlin Clark and not be racist. I mean, there is that you can dislike people for other reasons than their skin color. And an angel comes out and says, Nobody in my inner circle told you anything because you don't even know who's in my inner circle.
Facts.
This has been something where I don't know why RG3 felt like he had to be the guy to step forward to be Caitlin Clark's defender, but it's just turned into, yeah, confirmation. You're a cornball SOB, man. He's a corny, and he's always been this
place.
Way.
He's in a sunken place. He is. Unbelievable. That's why he had to be a defender.
Go look at some of the other posts he made where he's trying to defend himself. It's just, ugh.
My shovel goes to MLB player Rafael Devers. Rafael Devers, we all know the story why he was traded from Boston to the San Francisco Giants. He just didn't want to play well in the sandbox. Well, the San Francisco Giants offered to have icon Will Clark mentor Devers at first base immediately after the trade. Will Clark himself said Rafael Devers was a no-show. He's quoted saying Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. In fact, he didn't even hit on the field. Everyone's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Will, I'm so sorry. So neither day you don't call. Will Clark went on to say, I know blank happened. I said he didn't want to go out and be the first base, and he's 20 feet in front of me there in the freaking dugout when he went to in on Boston, and now he's working with me at first base. But he's not working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all the crap. He didn't say crap. Through the media to do anything. So how can you want to be better as a ball player? But it's one thing not to show up, but no call to you. That's just disrespectful.
Absolutely.
I don't care whether it's Will Clark. This is not a matter of, that's Will Clark. I don't care who it is. It could be Chucky Clark. No matter to me. This is lined up for you to do. You just don't show up. He's going to be one of those guys that fizzles out. He got the money. Now he's one of those guys that's going to fizzle out. It's funny because yesterday I heard Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald talking about Juan Soto. And Ben said Juan Soto has a reputation of sometimes dogging it, not going down the line.
He dogged it yesterday.
Yeah.
But he said, but it works for him. It works for him. The guy works hard. He wasn't justifying him dogging it. He was saying, other than that, he's a hard worker. He puts a lot of time in his craft. I don't know if Devers is still doing that.
Okay.
His body's a little bit different now. No, he wasn't justifying him dogging it. He was just saying every other aspect, he works hard at trying to be a good ball player. I don't know if that's Devers. I really don't. I don't think Juan Soto, if someone offered to help him play the outfield better, he's either going to tell you, no, I'm not showing. But if he tells you he's showing, he's showing. I think Juan Soto is more of a guy who says, nah, I ain't coming. And leave it at that. But I don't think he's going to tell you he's coming and not show up. And then not call you either.
Yeah,
that's just disrespectful to anybody.
410-583-1057 awful. Mm-hmm. It is awful.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Rosedale and get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning. How are you, man? I'm doing well.
I'm good. Happy talk.
It's TGIF.
TGIF and PYT.
There we go, man. Now we
got it.
I know Jeremy was talking while you were trying to talk and it threw you off, but go ahead.
Will a successful July and having players return from injury put the Orioles back in the playoff race? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too, and it will put them back in the playoff race. If I'm not mistaken, weren't they 8 back on Monday?
Yeah.
And now they're 6.5 back? In less than a week. Make up a game and a half.
I don't know if that was good or bad, what happened last night in New York with the Mariners. And
it was good because the Mariners are closer. You got to chop wood. We get to the Yankees. Get those teams that are right in front of you. Plus, you just took 3 in a row from Seattle. One more game against them, you got the series. So if it's a tie, you own this tiebreaker against them.
Yeah, but if they win, I mean, I don't know.
They're closer to you.
Yeah, but still, well, you got more games with them. Whatever. I'm just rambling here. I'll shut up. I'll just go F myself.
Glad you just used the F. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Have you guys watched any of Wimbledon this year?
No. I mean, I've watched the young American and his sister and how that whole thing has gone off where she got some more time off to watch him play.
I've watched it just because I want to go there one day. But to me, and I could be completely wrong on this, and I hope somebody who watches tennis more religiously than I do can maybe, I hope they tell me I'm wrong, but tennis lacks the true superstar that we used to always have. Tennis is always.
We don't have the American superstars.
That's yeah.
I mean,
Sampras was an American superstar, but wasn't.
But there was like, there was the draw for Nadal and Federer and
Navratilova and all. I'm talking about even on the female side. We've had non-American superstars that I cheered for. Martina Hingis.
I think it's a little bit different. I think a lot of people were rooting for the Americans and got to know these guys.
But I'm talking about for me personally. Yeah. That's why I said I hope there's someone who follows tennis more religiously than me can correct me on this. But there were non-Americans. For me, it's like I'm watching and nobody jumps off the screen to me. Sinner's good, but like, he just doesn't jump off the screen to me and draw me in like some of the guys in the past have and girls in the past have. 410-583-1057 is the number. And I want to. I love Pete Sampras. He's a dude. Pete Sampras was the guy.
Well, he got the, I mean, he married Veronica Vaughn.
Yeah.
And she was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Want to touch the hiney. Oh,
yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ben Wagner joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, is the Baker trade the type of move that still allows the team to a soft sell over the next 3 weeks?
Have we confirmed who got traded? Because Ed said it was Baker. Did they trade Baker or Baker?
Baker. We'll figure it out on the other side. Up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't view it quite that way. The draft picks are opportunities to bring really good players into the organization. And yeah, you may keep them and draft them and develop them, and that may take 2 or 3 years. You may trade them that winter, and that can impact the team. So this is just, hopefully, you know, we're going to see what we do with the pick. I have no idea who we're taking with the 37th overall pick, but we'll bring a really good player into the organization that we wouldn't have otherwise had. And there's a number of ways to monetize, to extract value from a really good minor league player.
That's Mike Elias talking about the trade of Brian Baker. Now, Brian Baker, if you look at his outings, he gave up 3 runs against the St. Louis Cardinals back in May 27th. And then he went, 5 outings of giving up no run, correction, 4 outings. Then he gave up 1 run. Then he went another 5 outings of scoreless baseball, actually 6, I'm sorry. Gave up 2 and then went another four outings of scoreless baseball. So he had some streaks there where he was just unbelievably filthy, and then he had some stretches there where he was not so unbelievably filthy. He was just filthy. I mean, just not good. And then comes Tuesday. He gave up four runs without recording an out, which means you couldn't even really calculate his ERA at the time if it was his first outing. And then last night, in an inning, he gives up three runs for the Tampa Bay Rays, the team that he just was traded to up there in Boston against the Red Sox. So it's not a trade, Jeremy. I guess what I'm saying, that for the player itself, keeps me awake at night thinking, how are you going to replace Bron Baker? He's a good reliever. He's a good reliever. But he's not irreplaceable.
No,
we're not talking about, again, you're not talking about Jordan Westberg or one of those guys that you just traded.
They might even trade for another bullpen piece that would be less than a first-round pick that they traded for Baker.
Yeah.
Again, like when we start looking at the pieces that we have out there, you signed Kittredge. Obviously, he was hurt at the beginning of the year. You had Cano, who you traded for, and he had a six-run ERA, and nobody knew who he was. I mean, this was his first year where it's like, wait a minute, something's off, and they get sent back down. You had Batista, who five-run ERA in the minors. They turn into a – you just don't know sometimes until a guy's given an opportunity. I talked about the Yankees. They went out and spent all that money on Devin Williams, and he kept blowing save after save after save. And then Luke Weaver came in and saved their asses as he started to close out. Then he gets hurt, and then Devin Williams comes back in, and then he's settled now. And I'm not saying that's why, because he got benched, but you know?
I think so. I think Devin Williams was one of those guys
wake up
that was pitching in New York and not just pitching. You know what I mean? I think when it sometimes when everything that you built, it looked like it might get taken away from you, you get that second opportunity.
Yeah,
you tend to. Mm-hmm. Step up a little bit. I think that's what happened with Devin Williams. But this trade right here, I'm not saying it's a nothing because it's not. That's not the case. Bron Baker is a bullpen piece, but he's just a piece, Ed, that can be replaced.
He's a good bullpen pitcher. He's not going to the Hall of Fame. He's just a good player, and it's just I don't know why people be. I go back to what I said before to Steve, like. People clamoring to see some movement. Now they make a move. They get a call from the Tampa Bay Rays. They have a need.
And most of those people like want him to sell. And it's like, you can't sell Baker after bitching about how he pitched the night before.
Yeah. Right. Well, not him. Like, he wasn't even discussed. What are you talking about? Like, it's so ridiculous, the whole thing.
Note to self, if you're in a bullpen, don't have a bad night. You could end up in another city.
Yeah. That's definitely...
Somebody's going to
very true.
Well, and again, with Baker, as you pointed out, he had those two really bad outings, and he still has an ERA barely above four, which has told you he's been very, very solid this year. As I'm looking at it, you know, like he gave up three runs in the entire month of June. He gave up, what was that, six runs in the entire month of May, you know, like, and it's a lot of appearances, so don't get me wrong, like, 13 innings, he gave up six runs. Yeah, the ERA gets a little high. That's around four. In June, it was 2.38.
Was it him or Soto that led the team in appearances? I think it may have been him.
Baker had that. He had 42?
Yeah, he was up there. I think it was 42. Almost half the game.
Pretty sure, yeah. I think it was 42 appearances. I did this yesterday in the promo. I'm pretty sure it was 42.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, do you think this team now goes into quote-unquote soft sell mode, or we still – I think yesterday I counted 17 games left before the trade deadline. 17. Mm-hmm. Not counting yesterday's game. I know everybody pointed to the six-game home stat, and I think that's important. But I think equally as important are the seven games you play, three in Tampa, four in Cleveland, coming out of the All-Star break. I think those games are equally as important. I think combined, those 13 games.
It's going to tell you what your future is this year.
Exactly.
I mean, not for the long haul, but for this year. And again, there's also that chance, I keep bringing this up, and not that I expect it to happen because it was an anomaly last year when Detroit sold and it all of a sudden got better. We've seen this happen mm-hmm. with teams before where, for whatever reason, I think the Orioles did it when they had a bad team and all of a sudden they started winning games after they traded some pieces away.
Yeah, 22.
So,
they got rid of Trey Mancini. They got rid of Lopez. They got rid of someone else, I think. And then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah. And then they started playing better. But, again, I'm not expecting that. What I expect to happen is a little bit of this. a little bit of that, and some of this and some of that. Yeah, you're going to trade some pieces that are expiring contracts that, like, again, I fully expect Cedric Mullins to be on another team in August.
Kyle Stowers homecoming. We'll talk about that at 9:30, but on the other side, more baseball with Oriole broadcaster Ben Wagner up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.